Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict met on Monday with the bishops of the Bishops' Conference of the Antilles, which is made up of most of the non-Spanish-speaking countries and territories of the Caribbean region. During his address, he said the religious soul of the people of the region is capable of great things, but he says there is much that seeks to quench what he calls the dimly burning wick.
To varying degrees, your shores have been battered by negative aspects of the entertainment industry, exploitative tourism, and the scourge of the arms and drugs trade, influences which not only undermine family life and unsettle the foundations of traditional cultural values, but tend to affect negatively local politics.
The president of the conference, Archbishop Lawrence Burke of Kingston, Jamaica, told the Pope during the meeting that the vast majority of the people of the region are the progeny of ancestors who were brutally forced from their families in Africa, suffered the indignities and humiliation of the Middle Passage, and were transported to the slave plantations of the region.
This history has had profound negative effects on our self-understanding and self-acceptance, with resulting devastating effects on family life and vocations. In the modern day, this is compounded by the all-pervasive culture of unbridled pleasure and promiscuity.
The Pope told the bishops to stand tall as heralds of hope.
Be audacious witnesses to the light of Christ, which gives families direction and purpose, and be bold preachers of the power of the gospel, which must permeate their way of thinking, standards of judgment, and norms of behavior.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.